I just wanted to start off talking about, I think, the story that we've all heard toward the end of last year, which was the poaching of a male elk. And you, as a veterinarian, did the necropsy on that animal. Can you tell me a little bit about what you can tell us about those events?
Sure. It is an open investigation, so I can't say too many things. But what I can say is the adult bull elk came into my lab the morning of, I believe it was December 30th, and it was clear to see right away that he was in excellent body condition. It was a pretty fresh carcass compared to some of the ones I deal with, so I knew it was going to be a good necropsy in terms of being able to learn a lot about that animal and how he was doing previous to his death, how he was doing on the landscape. So that was the one good thing about that one case.
And we're talking about a really big animal here. How was the body found and how was it brought to you?
Yeah, so the elk was actually discovered by a hiker who was out hiking and observed him. And his, as came out in the public news, his antlers had been, and part of the skull plate had been removed. So it was pretty clear to see that this was not your typical traumatic death by any means. So the animal himself was loaded up into a trailer and brought to the Columbia lab from a number of conservation agents and other MDC employees that helped move an animal that size into my lab in Columbia. So it was quite the cooperative project, you can say, to get that animal up here.
And tell me a little bit about your job. You're a veterinarian, and so you work with living animals, but you also do all sorts of necropsies. How did that become part of your work, or
yeah,
how did you get into that?
You know, it's funny. I'm not shy when I tell people that I really do think I have the best job in the state, which there's a little guilt. There's a little guilt admitting that, because I do feel like I get to do so many different jobs on a daily basis, so I never have the same thing twice, which is really exciting for me. So as a veterinarian, yes, I help our biologists in the field, working with any research animals. Anytime we capture or immobilize animals, I get to help on those projects. But then on the other side of things, too, if we have an animal that's either found dead or a landowner's worried about it and wants to know what happened, that's part of my role, too, is trying to figure out kind of the CSI aspects of it is the way I look at it. You know, a little bit more forensic work, trying to figure out how this animal died, and if it's a disease, is it a concern to either pets or livestock or other wildlife? Is that a concern as well? So that all falls under sort of my purview.